DJC, monitoring.
Any mobile.
On your way home, W2Z.
Afternoon, yeah, about halfway there.
Halfway here today, huh?
More than halfway there, or here. Or, you know, that's the whole saying, how far can you go into the woods halfway, because at that point you're going out of the woods. Hey, did you get any of that storm?
About 5 minutes of rain. That was about it. It kind of skirted this area over here, which I was very glad to see.
Glad you're safe. Yeah, we missed out on it, too. It was running parallel with Highway 11, all of them. And then ended up, I'm on the north side of Highway 11.
Up there on the side where it went. And I understand it did some damage in a couple places over in Greenville and coming through and brushed on the edge of somebody else's property I know about. So, I mean, it seemed to be going everywhere that, you know, everywhere around and kicking things down. So hopefully everybody, you know, everything works out and everybody, and as far as I've been able to hear, nobody got physically hurt in it. It just was property damage.
Can't believe that. So, hey, I've got a phone call and I got to get. Good talking with you, Rusty. I'm going to be clear. It's KK4NXE. Sorry to shut it short, but I got to get.
Not a problem. I'm sitting here. If you get back, holler. W2T monitoring.
K4RHF.
RHF, go ahead.
Hey, Rusty, did you say y'all lived near the storm damage area? I'm about a mile over from where it went through Bodney Woods over there.
Now, I'm down here near Roebuck, and it skirted to the northeast, northwest of me, so all I got was a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind. And in fact, I got more wind last night than I did out of that storm that blew around here on Thursday. So, you know, it just seems to, you know, I'm not sure what happened, but I'm just glad it didn't come this way.
It just, well, a week earlier, they had that F3 in Seneca, and our old preacher, who's retired and living over there, he's a Clemson fan. He's over there living in that little neighborhood just south of Seneca. It went straight through, and his house was basically right in the middle of the path of it. It destroyed the houses on both sides of him and two across the street. His house was basically the only one there left standing, and it took some damage. But anyway, we lent him our generator for a week until they got the power back on, and they came back here this Saturday night. This thing came through. We heard it, you know. You know, they say it sounds like a freight train. I always thought that was kind of an approximation. No, it sounds exactly like a freight train going by, which was really, really weird. But it came through Botany Woods, and I live up in the Taylor's neighborhood, just about 1 mile from where it went through. And it came through there, and it downed a whole bunch of trees. I took a drive Sunday morning and looked around there, and a lot of the roads you couldn't go down because it was such a mess. But some of the people over there got hit pretty hard. That's why I was, if I could take a picture of a house that had three trees on the house. So they got hit pretty good. The weather service said that one was an F2. But I don't know if it hit much of anywhere else. I don't know if you know where Corona's restaurant is up on Wade Hampton, but it took part of the roof off of it and took down a bunch of power lines and stuff right there. They got it pretty good. But it just made a line basically from there on down through, hidden down into some spill and wherever. So I haven't heard of anybody getting hurt from it. That's probably good news. K4RHF.
Yeah, that's the thing. I haven't heard. And on the news today, they were talking about that nobody got, nobody got hurt or killed. Didn't get hurt or anything, but nobody got killed from it, which is very good. So, and all, but I sat here and listened to it, and I, you know, there's no place for me to go, really, and I was just hoping it and all. And like I said, I got about 5 minutes of rain out of it as it stayed kind of northwest of me. You know, between me and 85, I'm down here just off of 26, but it stayed kind of northwest of me, which I was very happy about.
Idea where you are there. That's a mile or so here, and then probably jumped because I hadn't heard of any damage down around, you know, Roper Mountain in that area. Hadn't heard of anything down there, but they said it did some damage up down around Simpsonville. So, as long as everybody's all right, that's a good thing. I was really astonished that house that I stopped to look at. I took a picture of it. It had three trees sitting on the house. And if anybody was in there, I could just imagine what they were thinking, you know, bang, oh my gosh, there's a tree on the house, bang, oh my gosh, there's another one, bang, okay, let up. Because it was, I'm really astonished nobody was hurt there. They may have had a basement or something, I don't know, but that was going to take some work. K4RHF.
Yeah, there are going to be some over that way. KN4VWA, Steve was in here this afternoon. He was talking about a place that where he and KB4CBA used to live over there in that area. And he was talking about how much damage was done over there to that. Some houses were flattened and things like that. So, it is what it is. There's not a whole lot we can do about it except, just pray and stay and just hang on, as they say. That's about all I can say about what they talk about, you know.
If you got a place to go, that's a good thing. Here, this is just a standard ranch style house, and the only place we have to go is basically just huddle in the middle of the hall, get in the hall closet or something, which was full of stuff, so we couldn't. And so when that thing came through, we could hear it. We had the front windows open, and you could hear the freight train sound from it, which was pretty amazing. And because like I say, the center of it was only a mile away. It was really, the damage started about two or three streets over from where we are, the heavy damage. And if you don't have a place to go to get low, get underground, a shelter or something, at this point I'm considering maybe building one. Because I mean, you could, these houses have been getting leveled. That whole neighborhood got taken out over in Seneca. That was just an F3, which is an average sized tornado. But it wiped out his neighborhood. And my preacher had a basement in their house. It's a ranch style house, but it had a half basement with a garage down there. And they had opened the basement door to get down there. Then the lights went out, and he didn't think he could make it down there. He had open heart surgery Saturday, and then the tornado hit 3:30 Monday morning. And so he wasn't really up to, climbing stairs and stuff like that. And so they just huddled in the basement entrance there, hoping the whole place didn't cave on them. And believe it or not, theirs was the only house that didn't get it, didn't get hurt bad, the house next door to them. It was a nice big two-story house. It picked it up and dropped it off the foundation. And, basically totaled it. And so he's real lucky. So they just sat in the hallway there and prayed the whole time. That's all you can do. And the whole situation, if you don't have a place to go, you can get real bad in a hurry. Keep our RHF.
Oh, that's true. Very true. And, it is what it is. And I live in a mobile home over here, and there's not really any place for me to go. So, I have to kind of hang on and pray. And, I kind of sit down. There are places a lot higher than me around me. So I sit down in a little valley over here. And I don't, when we get those heavy wind storms that come this way, I don't get a lot of that either, so that helps out. Anyway, well, I got to go find me something for supper. Got to decide what I'm going to do about supper here. And, figure that out. So, anyway, and my last load of laundry has just gotten finished, so I got to go take put that up, fold that up, put it up, too. You be careful out there, and we'll talk to you later. W2T.
I enjoyed talking with you. What you said about being in a mobile home, I would look at if you can possibly doing it, get the excuse of getting a little storm cellar or a root cellar, you know, just 4 foot by 6 foot or something like that, big enough you could throw a few cans of beans down in there and someplace where you can get if the weather gets bad. But having that extra couple of feet of depression, being down in a little valley like that, it's like an antenna. Every couple of feet of altitude helps. Every couple of feet of being down below everything else really helps in that situation too. So you might be okay there. But I'm looking at trying to figure out how to put a root cellar / storm cellar on my little eighth of an acre here. Hadn't figured out how to do it yet. Rusty, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later on K4RHF.
K4RHF, KM4DLU.
RHF.
K4RHF, this is K4 Delta Lima Uniform. I was just monitoring the previous conversation, and I was just curious which side of Taylorsville, did the storm hit on over?
Over in Cherokee Forest, which is just off of the golf course, just off of Botany Woods, and I'm off of Cherokee Drive there, and then if you go south, pretty much straight south from there is where it hit, about a mile south. It's in what they call Botany Woods neighborhood. If you go to the Bilo at the corner of Howell Road and East North Street, it was real close to there where it hit. The storm came through there and knocked trees on the houses and basically messed the place up. But like I said, it's just about a mile from where we are. If you look at a map, I'm at the corner of Windermere and South Gale. Then go pretty much straight south from there, and you'll see you'll be in the line of it. If you go down Wade Hampton Boulevard, there's a restaurant down there called Corona's. It's a Mexican restaurant. We eat at it all the time, and they pretty much had the roof skid off that building. And had a lot of power lines taken out down there. They were working, the poles were down, they were working on power lines when I drove around there and took a look Sunday morning. And so the storm sort of made a line through there going approximately southeast. And then it went, I'm guessing, in between, look, no. I was trying to figure if it went north or south of Roper Mountain. It probably went north of Roper Mountain just a little bit. And then it went on down into Simpsonville and did some more damage. K4RHF, give me a call sign again. Your signal was a little bit weak.
K4 Delta Lima Uniform. I'm actually talking to you from Gluckstadt, Mississippi, which is about 12 miles north of Jackson, Mississippi. But I'm a little bit familiar with that area. My daughter and her family used to live in Taylor's. They now live in Traveler's Rest. They live right sort of at the base of the mountain there. I presume maybe the repeat talking on may be on that front of the.
I got 4DLU. Was it K4DLU or W4DLU? And yeah, we're several miles, probably 3 or 4 miles south of Paris Mountain, and then Traveler's Rest is on the other side, on the north side, and it missed all right altogether. They had a F1 go north of there a week or two ago, but that was pretty light. Johnny, who's the head of our ham club here, had some trees knocked down in his area. He lives maybe 2 or 3 miles up above TR, but they didn't get anything this time around.
Roger, yeah. Oh, Mike, 4, Delta, Lima, Unified. Yeah, Roger, understand that the storm that you're talking about was on the other side of Paris Mountain. You're talking about, I guess, Bob Jones University in that area was, the escape that, since it sounds like the different storm paths were on either side of it, Rover.
I'm around the, this one went north of, it was north of Bob Jones, probably by about a mile. It came down through heading southeast, but it missed Bob Jones really by probably half a mile. Okay, I got more of your call sign there. When you hit the mic, it takes a second for it to come through. I think it's because of the links and repeaters and all. But so I've got, I think, WM4DLU, Whiskey Mike 4, Delta Lima Uniform. Is that correct?
That's Kilo Mike. I repeat, Kilo Mike.
Kilo Mike 4 DLU is what I've got. I think I got it right this time. And this is K4RHF Kilo 4 Romeo Uniform. I said it wrong. You got me messed up. I'm K4RHF Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. A little hard time hitting the repeater, I think. It's clicking in and out, but I'm not getting any voice.
Okay, this is Kilo Mike, 4 Delta Lima Uniform. 73's to you. Apparently a lot somewhere. But anyway, I'm going to be getting back to cutting the yard, but thanks for the info, and again, 73's. Kilo Mike, 4 Delta Lima Uniform, out.
Thanks for calling in, and enjoyed talking with you. Yeah, I think the guys up at TR are okay. When that F3 came through a couple of weeks ago, it looked like it was heading for there, but it missed it, and they didn't get any damage out of it. I have a friend that lives in downtown TR, and I actually called him up at 4:00 in the morning and warned him about it, but they were okay, and. We're all pretty much okay here. We only had one fatality from that one a couple of weeks ago. That was over in Seneca. And as far as I know, nobody in the Greenville area was hurt this time around. We just had some trees on houses and stuff. Enjoyed talking with you. I think I've got the name, first name of Drew there for you, KM4DLU. Good talking with you. And come back in. We have a net that runs every night at 9:00, and you probably know that. So I'll come back in and check with us. We'll take care. And 73's to you, and we'll see you later. K4RHF.
This is Kilo Mike, 4 Delta Lima Uniform. Thanks again. And I may listen in sometimes on that net at 2100 Eastern. Okay, this is K4 Delta Lima Uniform out.
RHF, and we'll be closed down for a while. I'm going to go outside for a bit.